Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Target. It's time to call yesterday's grand prize winner. We're getting four people a day qualified by giving them tickets into our secret show that's coming up at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
You're an hour behind.
Oh, damn it.
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, that, Sarah.
That was, we're going to take
right
two.
Now,
somebody just went off the script.
I'm very distracted by what's happening.
Didn't we already
here.
Do that?
We did.
Yeah.
Poor Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Push a gaff.
Okay. I was like, how long should I let her go?
Oh, I wish you'd stop me sooner.
it was nonsense.
Well, I knew we were giving away some tickets. Here we go. Take two.
All right.
Get all that out in post, please.
Okay.
How well do you know Yuzette? You could win tickets into our secret show that we're throwing at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa by answering a question about Yuzette. House. And then you could win the grand prize for this particular contest, which is you take her place in the Great Narwhal Floaty Race, which is sponsored by Monterey Bay Aquarium. You'll actually be racing against Hooman and Brynn. Are you guys, do you pair up with someone there or do you just get on?
We pick our person from the audience.
So this person, if they win, it's going to be them and their person?
No, if this person wins, together, that person and I will choose someone from the secret show that there to push them.
Oh, so they have to be on the floaty and someone there has to push them. Oh,
right.
Okay. So you'll choose together.
And incidentally, that person will get a prize also.
Oh. So it pays to be chosen.
Yeah.
Wear your bathing suit to the Secret Show pool party.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's today's question. What was Yuzette's last dog's name?
Oh, I know this one.
Maybe it's an easy one. What was not the dog she's got now. The last dog. We'll start with caller number 9-800-400-3697. This person will automatically win tickets into the Secret Show. And everybody who wins with the questions about Yuzette is in another pool for a grand prize, two nights at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. A
lot of Yuzette fans out there.
A lot of Yuzette fans.
We
out
all
there.
Think we're her soulmate. As these questions get asked, we're like, I know her the best.
I know that one. It's a good one. All right, so 800-400-3697. Hooman's going through the calls right now. Where do you want me to start? Oh, Philip on line one. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
What was Yuzette's last dog's name?
Ella?
I'm sorry, that is her current dog. Lauren, what was Yuzette's last dog's name?
Daisy.
Daisy is the correct answer.
Yay!
Daisy is the answer.
My baby, Daisy.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Lauren, you're going to the secret show. Are you over 21?
Yes.
Oh, perfect, because you need to be. So you're over 21. You're going to this fantastic adult party.
Oh, my God, I'm
the
so
secret
excited.
Show. Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm bringing my friend, my best friend, who actually is scheduled to give birth the next day. I've been trying to win tickets every single hour for the past week. So
she's going to be fun. Lady in a chaise lounge bitching the whole time.
We both love Sarah and Vinny, so we're so excited.
Right. That is exciting. Well, congratulations. And now you're in the running. Are you ready to jump in the pool?
I sure am.
All right. So you're gung-ho for this contest. So you could be our grand prize winner. And either way, you've got tickets. So hold the line, and Hooman's going to get all your info, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lauren is our winner. So congratulations to her. Very exciting. This part of the program was brought to you by Target. Running low on the stuff you need. Time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials like milk, toothpaste, and diapers. Target run and done. This next portion of the program is brought to you by Dave's grandbaby.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to congratulate our engineer Dave. He just had his grandchild,
Dave.
Aubrey.
We bought Girl Scout cookies from his daughter back in the day. I mean, I don't know how. She's got to be 30 years old or something now. I don't know. But she was just a little girl, and now she has just given Dave
wow.
his first grandchild.
That is so sweet.
Congratulations.
It's a really big deal. He's been so happy and anticipating this. I've heard about it in the bathroom at least 20 times.
Sure.
Me too.
Listen, the guy is ready for a grandbaby.
Yep.
She was born yesterday morning, and both mom and child are doing great.
Congratulations,
and you said 7
Dave.
Pounds, 20 inches?
Yeah, 7 pounds, 20 inches.
Oh, sounds like a perfect little girl.
And dad, Jason's an expert already at changing diapers.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations to the whole family in the engineering department. I'm sure they're all drinking champagne this morning, as they should be. Did you get any more back? No.
No.
We have something.
I couldn't find that.
We have something in the works over here.
Working on it still right now.
Working on something.
Oh.
Trying to get something to happen.
Is it Rachel?
No. Why would it be Rachel?
I feel extreme disappointment coming on. I mean, I'm already so disappointed.
In whom?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw this all started when I saw the post he made mm-hmm. on his Instagram, and I was like,
"Yes, take us back to the beginning."
He brought the cutest blonde lady to a movie review, but she took him to dinner first.
Mm. Oh, they spent the whole evening together.
Right.
He was rubbing her shoulders while the mummy was playing. That seems appropriate for the mummy. And then he's driving her back to her car. And he's, I guess, while they're driving, he's rubbing her. And then they stop and he continues to rub her. And they've got Childish Gambino going in the background.
A lot of people have written in and asked about that song. What's that song called, Bryn?
I think it's called Red Something. Give me a second. I'm preparing something else right now. It's called Red Bone.
Oh, Red Bone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot song. It is. Like, it's kind of sexy. And
super sexy.
Like, Vinny, I think it was you who mentioned it kind of sounds like Prince.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, was it
you? Said that, yeah.
I'll take that over Coldplay.
Oh, my God. Coldplay's the
opposite the
of sexy.
No, Coldplay's.
Oh, it's not.
It can be all right.
No.
Stop it. No, there's never a time when you should put Coldplay on to get romantic.
Well, it depends.
What are you talking about? Of course there is.
Oh, now
he's just joining us. He was getting the winner's info.
How dare you?
What?
Childish Gambino is the way to go. Like, I think you stepped your game up.
Play that on.
He's in the middle of some stuff.
What's he doing?
I asked him for stuff. I don't get to any of it, but I asked for it.
Right.
In fact, I just handed you something and it immediately went out of my mind. Was that good?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It's a video, though.
Of what?
Of somebody getting hurt.
Oh.
I'll give that to you right now.
I love things when people get hurt. Thank you. You want to start with that?
Sure, if you'd like to.
This guy, so there's all these rapper names, and this is how we find out about them, because crap goes down at their shows, and then you're name.
Oh, is this the San Diego show?
This mm-hmm. is. This is Triple X Temptation. Extentation. XXX Temptation.
I don't know.
Is that what
guy.
It is? I thought it was just extension. I don't know.
It could be. Maybe they're just spelling it weird.
Or he's spelling it weird.
Triple X Temptation.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy got sucker punched on stage and knocked out cold during a show in San Diego. It turned into an all-out brawl. Somebody wound up getting stabbed. The video is apparently insane. So I handed it over to Bryn, and he is looks like he's corroborating that story.
Yikes.
The guy was on the mic performing. This was last night. The attacker got on stage and socked him out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Security scrambled up and started beating the hell out of that guy. And then the stabbing happened backstage after the initial punch. Here's a picture of the dude pre-punch. He's barefoot. He's like I don't know, those long kind of Bermuda shorts with the pockets like cargo shorts. The dude had to be carried off stage. One of his tour managers says he was unconscious for at least 2 minutes.
This is extension?
XXX Temptation. I mean, maybe it is. Extension.
There's no Tay in there, though.
I'm seeing TENTACION.
What do you?
XXXTENTACION.
Oh.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing XXXTENCION.
Oh, so no TA in there. Well, maybe it's
well, maybe someone can tell us. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, listen, someone will know.
Anyway,
where's Marcus Oswald?
You can't always go by looks, but this cat does not look like someone I just don't.
With musical talent?
What, he doesn't,
what?
Well, I don't know about that, but he doesn't look like a tough guy.
Cops are saying that they believe the attacker was hiding backstage. Another fight broke out in the parking lot as well. Fans seem to blame rapper Rob Stone for that melee. They were chanting his name as soon as the fight started. I have no idea if he was really involved.
Just a night of hostility, huh?
I guess he posted this video. Did XXX post this video?
I don't. Well, TMZ posted this video that I'm looking at.
Okay. It sounds like it was just someone in the crowd.
Oh, he posted something afterward blaming the venue and security for setting him up. Oh. And he's threatening to sue.
Oh.
He's PO'd, man. XXX.
Vaughn was saying he's supposed to be in town this weekend.
Oh. This guy is?
Mm-hmm.
Extension. All right. His
name is.
Whatever the guy's name is. He's coming to town. So now you'll be hearing his
name. A bummer to be on stage and have that happen to you. That's for sure.
Horrible.
Totally, like, surprised.
Yeah, let's see that. Okay, so here he is. He's performing.
The audio is not worth playing, so I'm not going to play
it. Well, plus there might be swears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did get sucker punched.
That guy just killed him.
That is not right. His view is out into the audience.
Man, and there comes the security, and they beat the
moon out of this guy. Oh, they're stomping him. Hard.
Ooh, he's in much worse shape than XXX.
Well, but still, Extension was just looking out to the crowd trying to remember his words. That's not right.
Now everyone's fighting.
They're
look at this.
They're throwing hard. That is scary.
That is just... That's going mad
the
right
stage,
there.
It doesn't look like a big venue where the stage is so distant from
no,
the crowd either.
It looks like a club.
Yeah, and all the cameras are on.
Yep.
Their
Everybody's
video,
hand is
all
up videoing.
You see are videos.
They're carrying the dude. He is unconscious.
He got knocked out.
The guy, and not only did he punch him in the face, he came running at, like, he had the power of the run behind him, too, and then threw the punch on top of that.
I think it was the California Music Awards. I got to meet for a minute Dr. Dre, and we were there doing what we do, which is nonsense. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, I zipped it right up. Hello, sir. Like, that guy's... I think he must have been a footballer. I don't know. He's huge. Just, you know, as far as guys who would back up the stuff they're saying on the mic.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy who
This extension guy, he seems very small.
Right.
And the guy who came running at him was not as big as the security guards, but
he was big.
He was a big dude. And just, it seemed like he was all fists, too. Like, the fist was just...
And by the way, anybody can get sucker punched.
Right.
It doesn't. Even Dre probably could have had that happen to him, but it was just that. That's
show
a dude,
of quiet strength.
Well, that's a dude. Dr. Dre was a guy where you don't.
No messing around.
That's,
no nonsense.
That's the feeling I got when I met him was to shut the hell up.
Ariana Grande fans who showed up for the official restart of her tour were subjected to very, very tight security. It looks like she's doing a couple shows at an arena in Paris, and security guards stopped each fan individually to inspect nearly every inch of their bodies with a thorough pat down. They show the line, and these people, there's guys just getting the full touch. Touch my body. So this, of course, is the continuation of her tour, which was postponed in the wake of the May 22nd Manchester bombing. And looks like now she closed the Manchester, the One Love Manchester benefit show with Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And she performed it again at Paris last night. And they're saying, looks like she's adding this. And she's released this as a single that's going to be sold for to benefit victims.
The live version.
The live version.
Good
this
for
is
her.
The one from the actual Manchester
this,
One
this
Love.
Is exactly.
So you can download it on iTunes or stream it on Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal. And she's also re-released her former single One Last Time, and all the proceeds from that are going to the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund as well. So there you go. You buy those singles, and you're doing a good thing at the same time. What's going on in there? What is happening?
Glenn sprayed something in there, like right at you, Zet. I thought I saw smoke going in, but it was actually just a mist of.
He likes to spray stuff this way, and sometimes he'll do it when the fan and it goes in my eyes, and he laughs.
Or you breathe it in.
Or no, he just likes to spray it.
I should just open up a can of fresh.
I got a new
there.
Scent.
It's lovely, Human. Thank you.
Bulgarian rose.
Oh yeah, it does smell rosy.
Anyway, big movie review coming up at 9:15. Everyone, The Mummy, 1 hour from now.
Thank you.
Where's Rachel?
That's what we're trying to figure out in here. Uh-huh. Don't worry. This thing's happening behind me. This couldn't be more of a CF this morning. But we are making it happen.
Well, you're not an hour behind anymore, so that's good.
Look, you try to keep it all straight in here, man. Even with all this stuff that you give me every morning, I'm still like, I don't know where I am. What's happening? Billboard.com has put together a list of the 100 biggest summer songs of all time.
Now, of all time?
I know. And so the thing here to me is that they must have taken more than one song from certain years because I don't think Billboard was around 100 years ago. And I feel, you know, we declare usually one song is the song of the summer. So there must have been ones that outperformed other songs of the summer, even though they weren't number one for their summer. And they must have been added to the list.
So you're saying there's one song per year that was the song of that year?
No, what I'm saying is there must be a second song that year because otherwise how would they do 100 of them?
I see.
You're right.
You know, I mean, recorded music, I don't even think has been available for the last 100 years. When did the, you know... When did records first happen? Anywho, I've got the top 20 here. We're not going to do all 100.
All right.
And we don't even have to do the whole 20.
I actually really like this stuff. And
I love this stuff.
I'd be curious right now if we asked Jane to text us. Jane, you're listening. Is Jane in town?
Yeah, she's in town.
Can you text us the song of the summer, please?
And for this summer.
For this summer.
It's Despacito. Come on.
I bet you Michael Martin wouldn't say that it's Despacito.
It's gotta be Despacito.
Michael
that
Martin, if
so
you're
good.
Listening anywhere in the building, could you text somebody? What is this summer's song of the summer, please?
Is it Castle on the Hill?
Oh, God. Please say no. Do not let it be that song.
Is it Hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, the song of summer. It's a sad summer. It's a summer to remember your mom. Your wings when you go, and when God takes you back, you say hallelujah.
Oh my God.
This is not the song of summer.
You just wanted to play it?
Yeah. So they put together this list. This is it.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to add that to the Friday lineup.
Despacito. Despacito.
All right, I'll play your part, Sarah.
Thank you. Delicious burrito. Eat the taquito. Despacito. Billboard has put together this list looking at the most popular songs from Memorial Day through Labor Day for every year from 1959 to 2016. So they ranked them based on each song's chart performance on the Hot 100. So there was math involved. They're saying it's no personal preference. These were the biggest songs in the year, and they were bigger than the other years. So do you want to guess any of the top 20? These are they're
Billie
hard
Jean,
to guess.
Michael Jackson.
No. Number 20, and I'll just count these up. You guys can throw out guesses as you want. Number 20 is from the year 2003. It's Beyonce featuring Jay-Z.
Oh, I was going to guess.
This is got good. Me acting so crazy right now. That is a great song. Crazy in Love. Number 19, Human, you love this song.
And Uzette does too.
Oh, Uzette too?
Oh, what is it?
From year 2007. Another song featuring Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. It's Rihanna.
Oh.
Together. Told you I'll be here forever. I'll always be a friend. I took a note. I'ma stick it out till the end. Number 8, that's number 19 on the list. Number 18, we're going all the way back to 1959 for this one.
Really?
I don't know if we've even ever heard this song, like, you know. Under my umbrella, a la, Paul Anka from 1959, Lonely Boy.
Oh, Human.
I've never heard this song. Have you?
No.
What year?
1959.
Oh.
He feels you.
Oh, just want someone to love, to hold, to kiss. Number 17 from 1982, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is a
now
hit.
This is a song you want to listen to.
Hey, start a movie review with this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Mummy.
Here are Jane's choices. She's texting me back, everyone. For this year, she says, there are so many good choices. Despacito is one.
Oh.
Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
That is a good song.
It is a hit.
There's nothing holding me back.
That double time clap track gets me every time.
Yeah, it's really good.
Miley Cyrus Malibu is in the mix, and Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Playing the hell out of that song.
Also on the list, that's Jane's selections for songs of the summer.
Curt like the back of my hand, going 15 and a 30. I ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time.
All I hear is follow me.
Yeah.
All I hear when I hear Cracker this song.
Follow me. Da-na-na. Okay, I don't know how many.
Everything is all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Michael Martin says, could be Despacito or Humble.
Oh. Get down, bitch. Yeah. Be humble. Number 16, this is the 100 biggest summer songs of all time from Billboard.com. I know this song because I used to play it at this oldie station I worked at.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1969. Zager and Evans, In the Year 2525. I think that's enough of that. They keep going forward like 25, 25, 35. Mm-hmm. It's like, in the future, things will be great.
I've heard it.
Brenda Lee. I'm Sorry is number 15 from 1960.
So sorry.
This is what the kids were rocking out to.
Awful summer.
In the summer of 1960.
Did it rain that summer? What the hell?
Must have the whole time. People had done bad things.
Although I thought it was Connie Francis for some reason. Maybe she
You know what?
Remake.
I think she did it. Because remember that was like on her compilation record that you would see on the KTEL mm-hmm. Records ads? You're right. Number 14 is Bobby Vinton from 1962, Roses Are Red. Man, there are a couple of... Oh, you know this one?
Violets are blue.
Oh, you go, girl.
Who sings this?
That's all I know.
Bobby Vinton.
You don't know this one, Sarah?
I guess I've heard it.
Yeah, you've had to.
I don't know it.
That another bummer of a summer. Speaking of summer, Donna Summer, 1979, Bad Girls, coming up at number 13.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
I do remember this.
You're such a dirty
what year?
Bad girl.
1979.
All right.
Number 12 from 2002, Nelly.
Mm. Oh. So take up all your clothes.
I am...
I
want to going back to 1965 for number 11. I can't get no the Rolling Stones.
The same cigarettes as me.
Can't get no.
I love that.
Me too. Dun, 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 dun. Hey. Number 10. Surprising for 1972. Gilbert O'Sullivan. Alone Again, Naturally.
I don't know it.
Me either. I can't believe this was
what
the
year
song
is that?
I feel like I was alive and aware in 1972.
I was born.
Number 9 from 1991. Bryan Adams. Everything I do, I do it for you. Everything I do. All right. We're going to have to whip through the rest of these because I'm out of time here. Number 8,
Sounds
When
good.
Doves Cry, Prince and the Revolution, 1984. Moving to 1977. Oh my God, I love this song. Andy Gibb. I just want to be your everything.
Oh, I love it too.
I love this one. Just want to be your everything. Number six is Mariah Carey from 2005. We Belong Together. From 1983, Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Every plan you stick, I'll be watching.
Number four from 2013, Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah.
Number three is, I know this one, my dad had this single from 1961, Bobby Lewis, Tossin' and Turnin'. Number two is Brandy and Monica from 1998, The Boy Is Mine.
Oh, yeah, I hear love this song all the time.
No one ever heard this song.
Everybody heard this song.
It's a good one.
The
And number one.
Oh, my God, he knows the words.
Of course. This is the number one biggest summer song of all time from 1997 that I guess he was Puff Daddy at the time. And Faith Evans featuring 112, I'll Be Missing You.
Oh, it's such a good song.
Step by take.
There you go. The top fifth of the 100 biggest summer songs of all time.
Boy, the Police cashed in on this one, didn't they?
Yeah, they had Every Breath You Take was the number five summer song of all time. And here it is again in 1997. All right, Vinny, what's coming from the news?
A guy gets himself stuck in something.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Guys do that.
The major...
Gotta try every opening.
And, okay.
Not down there.
Okay, we've said enough.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Lightning McQueen returns to the racetrack to take on a younger rival in Cars 3, the animated sequel from Pixar and Disney. Opening in theaters next Friday, the 16th, and you can see Cars 3 before everybody else at the advanced screening Monday night at the AMC Mercado 20 in Santa Clara. And I believe that's where Hooman and Brynn are going to see it. So you'll get a bonus. You get to be in the same room as them.
Actually, next week... If you want, I guess we can get into this. Next week is going to be a very special movie review. I have two movie review partners. Oh. They're going to be our executive producer, Yuzette Salazar.
Ooh.
And...
Dash Vieira.
Okay. And gold medal Olympic skier, Johnny Moses.
All right.
Fun. Now, that'll be great.
So and he's back down off the mountain then, huh?
Right.
All right.
Who's going to do which movie?
Well, we're all three going to do Cars 3 together.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a three-way for Cars 3.
Hot.
Johnny's bringing his voice.
Just the kind of three-way you like, Yuzi.
I know.
You and all boys. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of reserved seats at the Cars 3 advanced screening. Call now, 800-400-3697. Just one pair here, Yuzi?
Oh, let's do two pairs, actually.
Okay, let's do callers 9 and 10, 800-400-3697. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
Man, this, I didn't have a second to read this thing. It just got handed to me.
What is it?
So let me do I have a tag? I do not.
No.
What's up, everyone? Mm-hmm. It's time for news. So that podcast, Serial.
Yes.
Seems to be the podcast that took over the world. I mean, short of our secret show.
Of course,
podcast,
right. Sure.
Nuts. There's like 15,000 of them.
Yep, but I think.
Some are on there, yeah.
Yeah, just shy of 15,000.
Yeah, lots of. I mean, we've
so
been
many.
Doing it a long time.
Go back and listen to
we
the
We were like
ones.
The first podcasters.
Like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Serial was a big one, and it's the story about a guy who committed a crime and got arrested. And
the first time around, it was about Adnan, I can't think of his last name.
Syed.
And he's been in jail for years.
And I didn't get a chance to, but there's what is this new story you handed me, Yuzi? I didn't get a chance to read it, but it's such a big deal. This podcast is like...
You know what? I didn't read the whole story because I was printing out other stuff.
Was he exonerated?
No, it looks like he's going to get a new trial.
Well, that's great. He should get
He's still in
trial.
Prison.
There's enough questions about that.
But I think they're going to question it today, or it's up today to find out if this guy's going to get a new trial. So it'll be interesting.
Right, there's going to be another hearing.
Okay.
Looks like that is today.
Yeah, yes, no, today. That's why it's in the news. It's okay. Today. But I was thought maybe there was some kind of
new development.
Oh, it's, I mean.
Well, just like you listen to that podcast and you go, every day you think a different thing about it. You know, oh, I guess he did do it. Oh, yeah, well, there, that is a big question.
I only heard the first episode.
Oh.
On the drive home from Winterland that time, remember?
You should listen to that. It is fascinating. And the more you listen, the more you're, by the end of it, you're like, he didn't do it.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I'll have it, but he
didn't do it. I already
know
he did do it.
See?
And I only saw the first, or heard the first episode.
Well, then. You need to hear the rest of the evidence.
Through the drunk lady snoring next to me on the drive home from
Winterland.
Listen
to cereal.
Yep. That's exactly how it went. Anyway, here's some more stories. All right. Guy in China. This is something a lot of teenage boys, as they're going through the change, experiment with things. They can't get their hands on an actual lady.
I wonder if I could get into that.
So they find themselves
with cheap approximations.
Right. This 37-year-old guy has no... He's 37.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying a teenager who did this, you'd be like, well...
When you're a you're little boy, you look at everything and wonder.
Right. Could I? You think that might work?
Yep.
Could I fit in that?
This guy in Linhai, China, went to the hospital last Friday because he'd jammed himself into a socket wrench.
Oh, good God.
You know what I'm talking about,
I do.
Right?
It's a long tube. It's like a cylinder, and it's actually, I mean, there are pretty large ones, but they've got hard edges, and usually...
In fact, I guess you'd call that the socket, since it's not the wrench.
Yeah, the wrench is the thing that turns the socket.
They call it the wrench here, but I'm assuming...
Oh, maybe there is a hole. You click onto the thing. There's a small hole there. A small hole. That you click the new socket into.
Well, he got himself stuck.
I can't imagine. That is...
And himself swelled.
Oh no, himself. Oh, his poor
and
himself.
Turned purple.
Oh, God.
So, he went to the hospital like you would if yourself turned...
I know what a socket wrench is. It has it's a one piece metal thing, and it has a big hole in it that's the shape of whatever the
not. And then they're detachable, right?
No, that's the actual sockets. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yes, right? Yep, we got it.
Yep, we that is not good.
Okay,
that's a terrible place. But that's like maybe I don't know 3/4 inch, 1 inch diameter hole.
So that's one of those adjustable size ones. Usually they come.
They look like those other ones up there. You'd snap those into that wrench.
Right, with so two sides. Okay.
Oh, dude, what were you? You're 37 years old. Find something else to cram himself into.
Doctors could not. Get it off himself.
That does look like a difficult thing to cut away.
So they called the fire department, who came to saw it off. But the firefighters worried that there would be heat from the grinder that would cause more damage. So they went to a dentist. They figured a dentist drill would be able to get it off without heating up the tool.
This is horrible.
Then who did they go to after the dentist?
No, the dentist was able to get it done, actually.
Oh,
after
really?
A half hour of drilling, the dentist safely removed the wrench, and the guy is recovering. So the PSA, the news, the info to take from this is be
just
a lot more careful
no
where you
to the socket wrench.
Put yourself.
Try to, if you're going to put yourself someplace, just think about if you got stuck, what it would take to remove it. I think that's like a key thing you should consider.
I think that most men, after being boys and having experimented, would say, just use your hand, son. Just use your hand and be done with it. That's it. There's no point in ruining all the stuff in the house.
Right.
On your quest to find the thing that might feel like a person.
Yeah, the socket wrench is not going to be that thing. That's
nothing feels like a person.
Oh. Jesus, I just picture him getting to the point where he's so desperate he has to go to the hospital.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Frightened.
Oh.
beyond belief.
Horrible.
I have to go face this now.
That is horrible.
This is what I did to myself. And I'm 37, not 14.
I'm so ashamed. Can you save himself? Please. I need him.
A new study found that the majority of people with every college major says their degree was worthwhile, except one.
Oh, which one?
God, which one?
Oh, hold on. Should we guess?
Let me repeat this.
It'll be...
It's got to be radio.
I did a bad job. A new study found that the majority of people with every college major says their degree was worthwhile, except one.
Yeah.
So one major.
I'm going to say communications.
Ancient Russian history.
That's important. For that industry, that's important.
What industry? All right, how about ancient artworks of Norway?
No, it can't be an artwork thing. I'm going to say communications.
Really?
No.
Poetry.
Yeah, I'll say literature. English, old English literature.
No. It's the psych majors.
It's really?
The one everybody defaults to.
Yep, it's true.
One thing about psych majors we can all agree upon.
What?
They're going there to figure out what's wrong with them.
There's that.
They do say that psychiatrists are the most effed up people.
They are.
But it's often just the default. I know so many people who defaulted to psych major, whether it's they want to get info on other humans or, as you say, fix themselves. According to a survey, a third of psych majors say their degree was worth it, but the majority of people say,
Yeah, it's not helping me here at my job at Pete's Coffee.
I'm still messed up. I still have tons of anxiety. I still don't trust anybody.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm not a psych major.
Sorry to hear that.
I was an opera major, which was hugely beneficial.
Really?
In my life.
It was?
Yeah.
An opera major. What a thing.
It sure is.
Good for you.
Talk about equestrian. It's a thing.
Please, I didn't even bother graduating.
The most satisfied people, the most satisfied degrees are chemistry and natural sciences. They say their degree was the most worthwhile. Computer science majors, math and stats majors, business and finance majors, all super satisfied with their degrees, but psych majors.
Not that happy. Well, they weren't that happy to begin with, you know.
I dated a psych major and she was a salesperson. And salespeople, that's great. But you went to college and that's you psych major.
Well, then you're just proving the point. Coo, 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 coo.
Okay.
Rachel call us yet?
Please, anything else?
No.
I mean, come on, it's an hour ago. There's so many other things.
Oh, well, why don't I do some text?
Yeah, there's no statute of limitations.
Of those. I won't have all the time next break
that
because
true,
of the
Vinny.
Movies reviews.
That's right. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
707 says, Puff Daddy didn't see a dime for I'll Be Missing You. They made it without permission, and all the royalties go to Sting.
Oh, good for Sting.
That's what I said. I thought it was the police that would get all the royalties from that.
Yeah, whoever wrote the song.
Even if you have permission, it doesn't mean that the police would say, oh, yeah, we don't want the royalties from that. Keep them.
Right.
That's for you. What? I bet. What's the song that Hammer took? Was that Rick James?
Oh, down, 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 down.
Isn't that a Rick James song?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
She's a Vatican girl.
Oh, yeah, Super Freak.
Anyway, all those people get paid by those. Whoever
the sampling of them?
Turns their lick over.
Sure. Yeah. She's super freaking. Arr.
Ding, 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 ding.
I always picture the little girl dancing.
Can't touch this.
Right. Was it Little Miss Sunshine? Remember she danced to that
song? Oh, that's right. She did. That's so... What a great movie that was.
I know. So cute.
Why did everyone hate Summer so much? Jeez, most of these songs were bleh.
I know. Mom even wrote, she goes, where's all the Beach Boys?
Here's what someone wrote. 415 says, the slow songs from the 50s and 60s were popular because they were songs everyone could slow dance to. One of the few times they could put their hands on each other in public.
Oh.
Love you guys.
Leave room for Jesus.
We can't call the song a summer yet because it's not summer yet. And that song, Redbone? Redbone means a big girl, like Mama June big. Do you know any of that to be true or false?
don't know that to be true.
Yeah, I've never heard that. I thought Redbone was something about a wiener or something.
Oh, no. I thought it was like a African-American that had some red undertones or was light-skinned, something like that. That's
Vaughn,
what I thought.
Vaughn is nodding yes to that.
Oh, what I
what
said?
Is it? What is it, Vaughn? Come in here.
Vaughn, you know all the terminology.
Yeah, yeah, here.
Is booty call still a thing, Vaughn?
Yeah. Jesus.
So what is the red bone?
So you had it right, usually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much light skin, usually a female who has, red undertones, mm-hmm. Mixed, generally something like that. Mm-hmm. So
what
yeah,
about booty call?
That's that. Booty call still a thing.
Thank you.
Booty
still
call
thing.
Still happen, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
When was your last booty call?
A while ago.
Mm.
All right.
Vaughn is running our cameras. Are you? You go to RadioAlice.com/watch.
Vaughn, it's been a year since Vaughn's big appearance at our secret show in Sonoma, right?
Oh my God!
So what does this mean?
Well, it means we need a repeat performance of the
discovery of Beauty.
Hey, Vaughn, do a happy one. Nothing, about sadness as a child or anything.
Are you bringing your girlfriend?
Oh, he's a girlfriend?
You are?
Girlfriend.
Yeah, he... Well, I'll let him... It's his story to tell.
Yeah, we'll talk to him on the secret show.
Have we met her before?
No.
Some of us have.
925 says, you guys had me laughing so hard this morning. Rachel just needs to kiss Hooman and get it over with.
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Stop saying her name.
Rachel.
Rachel, Rachel, Rachel,
Rachel, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel,
Rachel,
Rachel, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel.
That's the only Rachel I know.
Someone said to find the song in Batman that says, where's Rachel?
This,
Bryn, something, I don't know. People texted that in.
Where's Rachel?
Bryn, don't find her. You're busy. You're busy getting stuff.
You're not busy anymore.
You got the Tom Sounders and stuff we need?
Speaking of Dre, has Vinny seen Straight Outta Compton? I have. It was excellent.
It was.
I liked it a lot. And you see those boys have all, well, not all of them, but most of them have done very well for themselves.
Someone said my dad butt dialed me and texted me back, sorry, booty call. Ha ha ha, close but no cigar.
510, Despacito is even more fun to sing when you realize how dirty the song is.
Fantastico.
What?
I just, tried to Mexican it up, I guess. Despacito.
Going through the car wash in hysterics over your ribbing of Hooman's fumble. Love you guys. Hooman, go for it already.
Yeah, Hooman.
Go
Hooman.
For it.
Come on, let's go for it.
You're going to be hearing that soon. You're welcome.
All right. She's typing back.
Rain in Stanford. Tahoe, raining.
Don't whisper stuff like that into the mic.
Stop talking.
Raining right here, too.
Rain currently falling in Sausalito.
Just misty rain, though. It's not like hard rain.
Don't give him the peer pressure.
Can you guys please not do your own private show under our show?
Enough already, Hooman. I can't stand it anymore. My first text ever in 8 years. Oh. It has to be, come out of the closet already.
Do you want to do that, Hooman?
Raining in Fremont. Sarah's impersonation of Hooman's mom.
Thank you very much. It is I, Zara. I have done a fine job. I've raised a fine boy. Why do no women want to be with him? I want a grandbaby.
510, when Jesus say yes to the hot blonde.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, nobody can say no.
Only one can say no.
To the hot blonde.
The best thing about that creepy interlude over Hooman's failed Mac attempt was that song. Who is that again?
Childish Gambino.
Play it.
Is that that's the alter ego of some comedian? Who is that?
Something Glover.
Donald Glover.
Glover. Yes,
that's right. He's an actor.
He's an actor. Mm-hmm.
And that's his alter ego. Yeah. I was reading a story. He said he's done with Childish Gambino. He said,
oh.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. I mean,
well, it's more
maybe
fun
he'll have another one.
To act, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Who wants to tour?
Crank this up. It's good.
As I say that, though, I thought of Michael Franti. Michael Franti wants to tour.
Yeah.
The guy never stops.
He clearly does want to. So go see all the people.
510 says, 8 balls and y'all finally know math. Huh?
Hello!
Sarah and Vinny. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.